I'm with Simon Jones, the teacher from Prendergast School. Hi there, Simon.
Hello, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Can you please tell me about this project?
Yeah, so the cloth itself started about 4 months ago. It was started by a group of young people from my community, from my school. And it's grown out of the loss of a young man, or many young children in Lewisham, but particularly the loss of Jimmy Mizzen, who died in 2008. And from that, the parents felt they wanted to do something meaningful to try and improve the community, to change the way in which young people relate to their community, how the community relates to them. So they came up with the idea of the City Safe Haven campaign. And this is really an extension of that idea. That idea seeks to make shops safer places for young people, whereas the PIVA cloth is about bringing communities together by getting people, as you can see now tonight, we've got people from every age, from every background, from every job, together, being reduced to being children again, really, doing something simple.
Was that the idea of it?
That's how it's turned out. Yeah, I think it was. It was just something that everyone could relate to. It's like making a pledge, having an oath, a promise, something that doesn't matter whether you're a mayor or a police chief, whether you're a four-year-old child, everybody has a hand, everyone has a handprint, everybody can do something. Well, in fact, not everybody has a hand, because we've had people who are amputees or who don't have all their fingers or are arthritic, and they're making their mark. So it doesn't have to be a handprint, I guess, but it's human beings saying, yes, we belong, we're part of something, we want the community to be safer. And I guess the idea is that the majority are good. People are good by their nature, and what we've perhaps forgotten is that idea that we are a community. We live in a big town, so we've lost that sense of who we are and what our names are. But this is a way of getting first names back, getting people talking, of about making villages in larger towns and larger urban areas. So it's about saying it's enough. We've had enough. We want peace. This is our community. These are our streets. These are our children.
How's the reaction?
Really positive. It always brings laughter and fun, and everybody wants to sort of do it. It's sort of grown, taken on a life of its own. We set off originally wanting 10,000, thinking that would be impossible, but we've already got sort of 25,000 now.
And it's only how wonderful.
We've got about 4 weeks, and we've got phone calls and emails from all over London, from schools. Had a phone call from Brighton, people want to do it down there as well. So it's really...
So when are you going to Downing Street?
In December. And Boris, we went to City Hall and Boris Johnson's backed it. We're going to meet with Theresa May on July the 2nd. We're meeting with Ed Miliband in the Shadow Cabinet on July the 17th. So, yeah, we've got a busy few weeks coming up.
How excellent. Well, thank you very much. Brilliant work.